defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Good afternoon. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the video network studios of Armed American Radio here outside the ATL, where we've got some more thunder brewing. Had a doozy yesterday, by the way. That was one of those front porch burners. It's like Thor was standing on my roof just chucking bolts around. It was a lot of fun. If you're watching, I've got so much to cover with you today. I don't know what reminded me of that. Just that one crack outside the studio window a little bit ago. If you're watching on a Facebook live stream, welcome in. Great to have you with us. Please like and share these posts. I think we're up to, 30 or 40,000 views already this week alone on the videos. That's wonderful. I appreciate that very much. And spread it around. Spread the word around if you enjoy watching them. Get a watch party together. Get a group going, okay? And invite your family and friends in. It's a great way to pass along Armed American Radio. We're going to give you a whole bunch of knowledge today. Believe me, we're going to cover some things and break them down for you in ways you probably never thought of today. In addition to that, if you're tuned in on dozens of radio stations around the country, thanks for being here with us. And if you're watching on your television screens in Northern California, you poor souls, Northern California, gosh, such beautiful country, but such terrible politics. That's why we're here. We're here to help you through it. And help you keep your head straight, okay? I know it's tough out there up in that area. And if you're also watching in Reno, Nevada, thanks for being here. We appreciate it. How about we start off this way? How about, kind of depressing talking about California politics, right? How about I start off with a happy ending story? You want to do that? You want to start off with a happy ending story? Our good friend A.W.R. Hawkins, longtime political analyst on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. And you know what? He's been in here in these GunBroker.com studios with me a couple times, too. Always a pleasure to have him here. But I love – we call these happy ending stories for a reason. So let me start with this. If you're new to the program, let me make this very clear to you. These are my little truisms, okay? These come from me. If you attempt to deprive another human being, a fellow human being, of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, guess what? You lose all three of the above instantly. You lose your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You forfeit that when you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You've signed your own death warrant. Hopefully you survive it if you're you, but guess what? If another individual kills you in the process of defending themselves from your attack against their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, who cares? Too bad for you. I hope it hurt. I have no sympathy for you, and I hope you enjoy the ride where you're going. Those are not harsh words. Why? Because you've earned your own demise. You got what you had coming to you. It's as simple as that. I don't have any sympathy for you. None. And then you get that liberal out there that says, this guy just, he's talking about the death of another human being a happy ending story. No, I'm not. The happy ending part of the story comes when someone else who you tried to deprive of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness survives your evil attack and is around to talk about it the next day. That's what we celebrate. That's why it's a happy ending story. Not your death. You earned that. But the fact that someone was able to repel your attack against them, that's what makes it a happy ending story. So let's start with one today. Biloxi, Mississippi, where in Biloxi, Mississippi, they respect the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But police responded to a call. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart was reminding us of this yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to get to it. But police responded to, and don't you love this, an alleged home invasion? It lost the term alleged when they got there and found somebody dead, the home invader. It's no longer alleged, right? It really happened. But I digress. Police responded to an alleged home intrusion in Biloxi, Mississippi, to discover a forced entry suspect deceased in the yard. Following a confrontation with the homeowner, the hair goes up on the back of my neck when I read this stuff. WPMI out of Biloxi was reporting that police got a 911 call. And get this. Now, pay attention to the time here. It was just after 1 a.m. is when the call came in. Just after 1 a.m. The caller was petrified, scared to death. I read a couple of reports on this and informed the police that a family member had shot an alleged intruder. I don't know if it was the husband, the wife, son, daughter. I don't know who was the family member that shot the intruder. I didn't get that far, and it really doesn't matter. But in this case, the Biloxi Police Department reported that the incident occurred over on Old Bay Road, and the suspect was, quote unquote, breaking into the residence when confronted by the homeowner. By the homeowner. So that would tell me it was probably mother or father, right? Maybe the father is who confronted him, the suspect, the intrusion suspect. I want you to think about this. It was just after 1 a.m. Why is that important? Because the deceased scumbag in this particular case was 15. 15 years old. What is a 15-year-old doing out breaking into homes at 0100? Now, I've got a 16-year-old son. The worst my son does at 1 o'clock in the morning is keeps us up playing video games. Where's the parental supervision that this 15-year-old kid is out breaking into homes? First time? Probably not. Not his first rodeo. He's dead now. Ain't going to be no second rodeo. I have zero sympathy for that young man. None. My heart breaks for his family, whatever family there may be. But what is this kid doing out at 1 a.m. in the morning? That is a perfectly legitimate question when you're asking about a 15-year-old minor who was out breaking into other people's homes in the wee early morning hours of the day. Did he earn his demise? You better believe he earned his demise. Do I feel sorry for him? No, I don't. Why? Because when you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, in this case, you can throw property in there, you lose your right to all of the above. And this kid got what he earned. He earned it. And it's sad to talk about. It really, truly is. But questions have to be asked. Where's his parents? Why is he out at 1 o'clock? And what's he doing breaking into other people's homes at that hour of the morning? He's not going to do it again. That's a happy ending story to me. Do you know why? Because the homeowners are safe and sound. Because the mother, the father, the kids, whoever made the phone call that told the 911 operator, someone just broke into our home. My mother, father, brother shot the intruder. Get here as fast as you can. This story has a lot going on in today's day and age, doesn't it? Because someone called the police. Not a civil social worker with a big socialist patch on above their left breast, but the police to get there. Because the police do these things, and they do them in neighborhoods like this. There's a lot happening with this right now. This story, just this one simple happy ending story, has a lot going on, doesn't it? Where's the parents? 15-year-old kid, minor, breaking into a home. Where'd he learn to do that? He was by himself, from what we're alleged to believe. He was by himself. That takes a lot of cojones, doesn't it? I remember being 15. I can't imagine sneaking out of my home and breaking into someone's home by myself at 1 a.m. in an occupied home. And then someone calls the police. Not the defunded police, but when they call the police, they expect somebody to respond. And in this case, they did. And they found a 15-year-old deceased suspect who, quite frankly, got everything he earned. Today's program is going to be a fun one. We're going to dig in to a number of issues. I wanted to start off with that happy ending story. I've got a couple more of them, but I probably won't get to them today. I want to take you to Missouri, where the McCloskeys are under political persecution right now by a radical leftist district attorney in St. Louis. Radical left. I'm going to read you part of that statement again that I read yesterday and on the Saturday or Sunday Monster Show. And I read it part of it today when I was online with Rob Pincus in the Facebook Live studios when we were doing our daily shot hit every single day. Rob and I do together in the live stream. You can check those out at facebook.com/armedamericanradio. But in this particular case, I'm going to read you a quote from this radical leftist. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the state of Missouri with the McCloskeys, who are now being charged with felonies in the state of Missouri outside St. Louis. The Missouri Attorney General Schmidt is reacting to this, and I can promise you right now he's not real happy about it, and he's taken actions to see to it that the McCloskeys are not in trouble. But the fact is, as of right now today, they are officially charged with felonies. That charge itself upends your life, turns it upside down because of a felony charge. These are good, decent, hardworking people whose lives have been turned upside down. that the governor now, not the attorney general, but the governor of the state of Missouri, a Republican, has vowed, and he did it on Hannity's show the other day, that he would in fact issue a pardon if this couple was charged. Well, they've been charged. So is the governor going to pardon? We're going to go through it and tell you everything about it. But there are some things I want to clear up about what the McCloskeys did and some questions about who they did it to and why this radical leftist said what she said and what it shows you about where we are in this country today and what it means going forward. Then I'm going to take you to Pennsylvania. Multi-pronged things going on in Pennsylvania. Bloomberg, election numbers from 2016. Concealed carry, lines of people. We'll tie it all together. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but four football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. And, you know, let me briefly mention GunBroker.com. I drove a lot of people over there this past weekend. I have been getting a lot of calls from friends, family, okay, relatives from around the country saying, dude, what? I'm trying to buy a gun. I'm trying to find this particular gun. I'm trying to find ammo. Can you help me out? As if somehow I'm this magic person that can make these things just appear. When my initial response is, you should have listened a few years ago. And I do. I take the opportunity to remind people, you should have done this a while back. I was telling you to do this a while back. What took so long? Although I'm glad to see you do it now. Go to gunbroker.com. I lost count of how many people I sent over there in the past week. But a good friend of mine just bought a bunch of ammo over there, grabbed another gun. I'm working on a couple things over there myself. But it's very important. Gunbroker.com. It's free to sign up. You don't have to bid on things. There are lots of auctions with a buy now on there. Are you going to pay more today than you would have 6 months ago? Yeah, you would have. And here's the thing. We reminded you yesterday. The prices are not coming down anytime soon on anything you can get, no matter where you get them. What you find today is going to be cheaper than it is tomorrow, and if it's available and you want it, I would highly recommend that you get it, regardless of where you get it. But I will tell you right now, GunBroker.com has everything that you want. Over 1.5 million auctions. Ammo's tough to come by. Popular calibers, 9mm, flying off the shelves. Okay? So if you've got a gun that's in maybe not so popular a calendar, your price on some or caliber, so your price might be a little bit lower. Okay, I just picked up some 10mm. It's not real popular. Love my 10mm, by the way. Great gun. Big, gigantic 45. Arrgh! Love that stuff. But you can still buy it. I probably should have roared a little louder. Arrgh! 10mm. Love it. The deal is, you can still find it. It's out there. Gunbroker.com. Go get it. But don't wait again. Although, you know what? It's too late to tell you that. Because this isn't going to quiet down anytime soon. I love our sponsors, man. They're there for us. They got your back. Are the McCloskeys. You see them behind me if you're watching on television or on the live stream. This, of course, is the famous couple now outside St. Louis, Missouri, or inside St. Louis, Missouri, that are now being politically persecuted. Are they going to go to jail? Are they? Are they going to go to trial? Now, these are two highly accomplished attorneys. Are they even going to go to court? Interesting stuff. Let's take a look at what's happening. And I want to read you a quote again, because this, I just cannot get over this. This just irks me beyond belief. And it should anger you too. Now, I'm going to have to, what angers me even more is the fact that I have to put on another pair of glasses in order to do this. I was talking with Rob Pincus earlier today. Thank goodness I'm not a fighter pilot, right? Hold on a second. Let me put my other glasses on so I can see the controls. I am alarmed at the events that occurred over the weekend where peaceful protesters were met by guns in a violent assault. These people didn't shoot anybody. Their fingers never touched the triggers. What was violent? The fact that there were law-abiding homeowners abiding by the law under Missouri law on their own property? That's violent? Or could it be a mob, hundreds deep, after the McCloskeys have watched their city burn, not just this go around, but previously? You know how Democrat-controlled cities burn from time to time. They've seen it before in St. Louis, and they also live in the murder capital of the United States, which is St. Louis. Could those numbers have changed recently? They might have. If it did, it was just days ago. But per capita, St. Louis is the murder capital of the country. Do they have a right to be fearful of what's going on? Of a mob approaching them, yelling things at them after what they've witnessed? Hell yes, they do. Now let's listen to this again from the prosecutor. I am alarmed. She's alarmed. So picture this. Let's follow me here. Walk with me. The prosecutor sees a mob of people. Her city's burning at that time. And a mob of people, she sees it on tape, approaching someone, breaking the law by entering the property because it's trespassing, because it's private property and it's gated. And they got in, and there's some speculation. There's tape out there that shows some people holding the gate open, and then they show the gate broken, which lends me to believe that, yeah, the gate was broken after a lot of people got in. I couldn't care less. It doesn't matter if somebody left the gate open. It's like leaving your keys in your car is not an invitation for a thief to take your car. It doesn't make it any less Grand Theft Auto. Just as that gate being open and some other idiot holding it open for other people coming through doesn't make it any less trespassing. None of that matters whether the gate was broken or it was intentionally open and held open for people coming in unlawfully. So think about that. This prosecutor, one would assume, would understand that. I would like to believe that the prosecutor in St. Louis, when you hear, I am alarmed, she's alarmed at what? Oh my God, those homeowners are frightened? That alarms her. This is upside down, backwards, bizarro world. When she should have thought, like a normal human being or any other normal human being that saw that, went, holy crap, I bet they're scared to death. I wouldn't want that happening on my property. I don't want to have to confront that. Thank God it's happening to them, not me, right? You know, people were thinking that. You probably would have too. Not in my backyard, right? That's human nature. I can't even get through the first three words. I am alarmed. I don't like this person already, and I don't know her. I don't care to know her. At the events that occurred, what were the events? I just described them. Over the weekend, where peaceful protesters, to the prosecuting attorney in St. Louis, breaking into a neighborhood that you have no business being into because it's gated and it says no trespassing, is peaceful. That ain't peaceful. Particularly on the backdrop of your city burning. A city, by the way, run by Democrats for decades, that has the highest murder rate in the country, that's been on fire before, not just yesterday, not still smoldering, but before. And she's alarmed at that.
I'm on it.
Did you hear? Even Siri just said, I'm on it. I better not say that too loud, because she'll pick something up. She's alarmed by that. That should alarm you, that there are people out there in positions of authority, elected positions of authority, that feel that way. Why? Because she's just charged these people with felonies. These two people behind me are charged with felonies. Felonies. That upends your life, by the way, in case you didn't realize that. A felony ain't no good. So the question now becomes, are they going to be prosecuted? Is this going to move forward? Well, I don't think so. And I want to tell you a little bit about what Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt said. And why. Now, let me back up here. I want to put this in context. A couple days ago, when we were doing a live stream, having this discussion, when I found out that the governor of the state of Missouri had already thrown up that trial balloon that, hey, guess what? If they're prosecuted, I'm going to pardon them. And he made those comments, I believe it was on Sean Hannity's show. He said, I'm going to pardon these individuals. So that begs the question, do you think this stupid prosecutor, this persecutor, do you think this individual, having heard that, might just back down and go, what's the point? I'm not going to prosecute them now. A normal human being who was being intellectually honest, maybe just stupid. You can be intellectually honest and still be stupid. Who thought, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and side with the protesters. I'm being honest here. I'm dumb, but I'm going to go ahead and prosecute these people. If that person were being intellectually honest, an intellectually honest person would have said, I'm not going to prosecute them after that. We'll be back. I'll explain it. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Defender Coffee in here, iced today. I don't like when my coffee gets cold. To me, that's like frying an egg and not getting to it quick enough, and you bite into it and it's cold. Cold coffee when it was supposed to be and it was made hot? I can't do that. I can't put ice in that coffee. I have to make iced coffee. This is iced coffee. It's Defender Coffee. It's outrageously good. It's also a no-brainer, DefenderCoffee.com. Promo code AAR, 10% off, and support the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. Right now, there's two or three of them, GOA, SAF, and I think another one's coming. I give mine to the Second Amendment Foundation. They make a big donation at the end of every year with the profits, and that's beautiful. Kind of a no-brainer. All right, let's go back to the McCloskeys again. There they are behind me. You see them. Are they going to be prosecuted? So I left the break with this question. I got to ask you to think about this for a second, because an intellectually honest but stupid prosecutor, and they're out there, would think to herself, well, I believe that the protesters didn't do anything wrong. I truly believe that. I'm being honest about that because I'm stupid. But the governor just said that he's going to pardon them. Well, he's the governor and he can do that. I'm not going to waste taxpayer funds. I'm not going to prosecute these people. That's what an intellectually honest idiot would do, right? You would think. But not when you're playing politics, not when you're up for election, not when you've taken hundreds of thousands of Soros PAC dollars And I believe in the last election, or for this one coming up, over $87,000 of Soros funds. You think about that. Because Soros is the one that's, well, that's a whole different radio show. But just keep that in mind. Keep that in consideration, the vast amounts of money that these people are taking. Because, you see, Soros wants to remake America. He's already said this publicly. By coming after and electing Soros-funded liberal, left-wing, Marxist, communist, wacko prosecutors to upend the judicial system. That's his goal. This person is one of those people. So you don't have an intellectually honest idiot here. What you have is a dishonest idiot and a liar, someone who's pushing a political agenda only to make a point. Here's why you know that. She's not seeking any jail time. None. She's charging this couple with felonies, which ruin your life. They will not be able to practice law. They will not be able to continue their livelihoods. Doesn't matter to her. They've already got enough money. Look at their white privilege in their big giant home. Somebody gave that to them, right, Barack Obama? You didn't do that. Somebody else helped you build that. BS. This woman is trying to destroy their life to make a political point, score points with Soros for more money, and somehow attract more left-wing dollars. And she couldn't care less about these people and their lives and what it does to them. She doesn't care. Not one iota. I got to be really careful here because this gets me angry. If you and I were sitting across the table together, I'd probably be having a different discussion with you than I'm having right now with you in front of this Car Arms microphone. I got to be really careful here because this stuff angers me, and it should anger you too as an honest, decent, hardworking, law-abiding American to know that everything you've worked for can be attacked and chucked out by Gardner like this in St. Louis. Unbelievable in America. But here's where you also know, not only because she's not giving them, I don't want jail for them. That begs the question, why are you prosecuting them? In addition to that, there are dozens of unsolved murders that have yet to even be looked at by her office. She shoved the McCloskey case to the forefront. Remember, this is the murder capital of the United States. She's got cases that haven't been prosecuted yet, that haven't been put in front of a grand jury yet, but she almost. She chucked this one to the front. Why? I just answered that question for you in the previous statements. Now you know why. But you already knew that, right? Because you, unlike her, you're intellectually honest and you get it. As does most of America. This is doing her and her party zero favors. None. You keep that in mind. So then the governor, let's take the third one. So the first one is she's not seeking jail time. We already know that. Then the second one, we just covered that. Now the third one. How do we know? Because the governor did say he was going to pardon. What would an intellectually honest person do? Say, I'm not going to waste the taxpayer dollars, right? Just like we just said, she doesn't care. She does it anyway. Why did she do it? Spite. Spite to come after money from the mob. Okay, so there you have it. So what is the attorney general now? Now you've got the attorney general. The attorney general, Eric Schmidt, has already filed a brief. This is before the governor acts. So they're going to go through the motions now. Charged with felonies. AG says, outrageous. This isn't going to happen. I'm going to file a brief. So he's filed a brief to intervene in the case to have all the charges dismissed against that couple. Here's what he had to say. And he told this to Fox News. The right to keep and bear arms is given the highest level of protection in our Constitution and our laws, including the Castle Doctrine, which provides broad rights to Missourians who are protecting their property and lives from those who wish to do them harm. Which is, by the way, what every rational American citizen who saw the video saw. It's hard to get in the head of that progressive zealot, that communist Marxist that these people are, formerly known as it's hard to get in their heads. They see a mob breaking into someone's neighborhood and they see a home that's bigger than theirs and they automatically side with the mob. That should frighten you. He continues, despite this, Circuit Attorney Gardner, that's the prosecutor, filed suit against the McCloskeys, who, according to published reports, were defending their property and their safety. As Missouri's chief law enforcement officer, I won't stand by while Missouri law is being ignored. Congratulations to AG Eric Schmidt in Missouri for those bold statements. Now, BearingArms.com, let me go over to Cam. And that was, by the way, it was the Governor Parson had already repeatedly stated that he'll pardon Mark and Patricia, most recently on Monday night's edition of the Sean Hannity Show. Here's what the Missouri Republican governor had to say. Without a doubt, Sean, he said, I will do everything within the Constitution of the state of Missouri to protect law-abiding citizens. And those people are exactly that. They are law-abiding citizens and they're being attacked, frankly, by a political process that's really unfortunate. Really unfortunate. The only thing I disagree with what the governor had to say there was the phrase really unfortunate. I'd like to see a Republican governor get up in that camera, point his finger at it and say a little bit harsher than really unfortunate, but call it out for what it is. Persecution, period. Nothing less for political gain. Now, is it going to be effective? Is that type of activity from the left going to be effective? In the very least, when we come up in the general election in 2020, is that going to be? I want you to keep that in the back of your mind because we're going to kind of round third base here, and I'm going to take you from Missouri to Pennsylvania, and we're going to talk about that. Meanwhile, get this: Kim Gardner, the prosecutor, said she's willing to offer the McCloskeys, and this is going to. If you're driving, I apologize because this will anger you. She's going to offer the McCloskeys a chance at pre-trial diversion. Now, if you're driving, back off the accelerator, okay? Maybe turn the dial. Go back and listen if you can't pull off the road safely, because this stuff angers me, and it should anger you too. That means that the couple wouldn't face any jail time and could have their record expunged if they do what? Essentially, kneel before Zadis and go to pretrial diversion. You didn't break any laws. The governor's going to pardon you precisely because you didn't break any laws. The attorney general of the state, who is above me as the prosecutor, has already filed motions in circuit courts to have my actions chucked out because I'm an intellectually dishonest idiot pushing a political agenda, persecuting two people, trying to destroy their lives to make a point to the mob and to Soros because I want money. And what? Well, you go to diversion and I'll consider making sure that your record is expunged. To me, that's extortion. So let's add that on top of Gardner. This is a travesty that should never, ever, ever happen in the United States of America, period. Let's take into consideration, too, right? Not forget the fact that we're talking about a fundamental enumerated right directly written into our Constitution to recognize its already existence at the time of our nation's founding. When we come back, we're going to move from Missouri up a little bit northeast into PA. I think you're going to find this fascinating as well. Don't go away. Be right back with you.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free, of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. I got a lot going on over here. And in fact, I got so much going on, I even wrote a memo to myself so I would make sure to go circle back with you and ask you this question before. And that is, are they doing themselves any good? Is that prosecutor, that zealot left-wing communist Marxist prosecutor, doing herself any good? Or are they in this bubble they believe because of the media hype? You know, remember, they control the media. It's easy for them to think that, well, it's really not just 15 kooks looking to defund the police. It really is the whole country. They're all with us because they see it on TV all day long. Is that true? Before I go any farther, let me not forget the rest of my tremendous partners, and we've got some big announcements coming up very soon. Leadslinger's Whiskey, you just heard that spot. Go over to leadslingerswhiskey.com, put your zip code in, find a distributor near you for all their great products. PulseTV.com, the 9-piece germ kit is out now. Now, I'm going to tell you up front, I don't have it yet. I haven't ordered it yet. I got my bug zapper bulbs, I got my flashlights, I love my bug zapper bulbs, the ninja things, they're great, they work. I've had to clean them off twice already. I mean, they really do work. Crossbreed holsters. Oh, by the way, PulseTV.com/ARMED. PulseTV.com/armed. And get that cool stuff. The flashlight is still up there. I saw it earlier today. 62% off on that flash, on that, was it Flashpoint, I think? I forget, Flash Pro? Forgive me, I'm not looking at it. But go get the flashlight. It's great. You can blind somebody with it and then smack them upside the head before you run away. Crossbreed holsters. 15, 20, 25, up to 35% off at crossbreedholsters.com. Make sure to go check that out. MyPillow, the promo code is AAR. Car Arms, Justin Moon actually apologized to me for not making it to the roundtable because his church function went too long. I said, are you kidding me? Don't apologize. We appreciate you taking your time to come in here and assist us with Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Carr Arms CEO Justin Moon will be back with us next Sunday. Excuse me. And I mentioned, of course, gunbroker.com. This is the gunbroker.com studios. I told you about that earlier. It is free. SecondAmendmentFoundation.org. Join us. $15 a year. Really, no brainer. Plus, you can drink Defender coffee and support them as well for something you're already doing and no extra money comes out of your pocket. I mean, that's like a double shot to SAF. We've got news about two more lawsuits or one more lawsuit in Illinois that I'll be covering with you tomorrow from SAF. And North American Arms, let's not forget them as well. And FrontSight.com. Dr. Piaz has put together a great deal with the certificates for you. 4-day free training course. Get the certificate, FrontSight.com/MARK. That's me. FrontSight.com/MARK. Get the certificate. Many, many, many hundreds of you have already done that. Take advantage of it. You don't have to use it at any specific time. You can use it whenever you want. And if you don't use it, you can sell it or you can give it away. But they know that you're going to come back if you use that certificate for that free course. That's why he's able to give you about a $2,000 training class for free. Okay, Pennsylvania. Let's shift gears. I'm going to take you back to June of 2019 to a Philadelphia Inquirer article. Pennsylvania is critical in 2020. Here's how Trump could win or lose it. Now, walk with me on this. This article is still somewhat timely today. Here's the four reasons, according to the author of this piece. If Trump strengthens the Rust Belt, working class counties and rural areas recedes even a small amount, he could lose. Well, duh. My daughter could have told you that. Even though these are kind of silly, they're true. If Democrats continue to surge in the suburbs, that could doom Trump. It's true. If Democratic voters in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh move closer to the historic turnout level seen under Obama, that could flip the state back. Let me tell you why that's even dumber. Because that more than likely would have happened in the previous election, not this one. Not going to happen. Trust me, Biden's no Obama. Biden might think he's Obama, and he may sometimes remind us or tell us that he's Obama because he thinks he is, because he's delusional. Hell, he might even think he's Stacey Abrams, come to think of it. But he ain't Barack Obama, that much we know. And number four, or if Trump manages to pull in voters who didn't support him in 2016, he could repeat his win. If Trump manages to pull in voters who didn't support him in 2016, he could repeat his win. Now, those are all four pretty generic statements. You could put a fifth one in there. If he gets more votes, he'll win again. That's how basic those were, right? But they're true. They are true. And what's important is you have to understand Pennsylvania. Why? Because Donald Trump won 57 of 67 counties in Pennsylvania in 2016. 57 of 67 of the 44,000 votes in the state of Pennsylvania, half of them came from the northwest corner up in Erie County, over 22,000, which was a county Barack Obama won handily in the previous election cycle. Half the state's 44,000 votes came from that one county. Now, when you look at the other counties, you're talking basically the surrounding Philadelphia area, State College and Center where the university is, and Allegheny County in the west over at Pittsburgh. So let's go to Allegheny County. What's happening? Now, think of those four basic isms I just gave you from that June of 2019 piece. And let's go over to Allegheny County. What's happening in Allegheny County? The Pennsylvania sheriff in Allegheny County is overwhelmed right now today with concealed carry permit applications. He can't keep up. Well, wait a minute. Let's go back over to that 2020 piece. If Trump strengthened Rust Belt working class counties, which Allegheny is, steel capital of Pennsylvania, and the rural areas recedes even a small amount, he could lose. Now let's flip that over to make you feel better. Allegheny County Sheriff is now 6,000 permits behind. Those voters aren't going to vote for Biden, I don't think. Do you? The media won't let you know this information. So we have to break it down like this for you so that we can get the facts out. He is absolutely month. He's month behind, and he's apologizing. Here's what he has to say. People are afraid of what's going on in the country. The unlawfulness, the violent protests. Notice he said violent protests. Unlike the media, who cloaks rioters as protesters. They're not. You're not peacefully kicking in doors. Doesn't work that way. Sheriffs get that too. Law enforcement gets that. The violent protests. Let me start from the beginning. People are afraid of what's going on in the country. The unlawfulness. The violent protests. They're just really worked up about that, said Sheriff Mullen. Oh, yeah. Sheriff Mullen gets it. I bet he's a constitutional peace officer, too. Betcha. I betcha. It makes you think, yeah, about unrest. You don't know where anybody's going anymore. You don't know if it's safe. That was a comment from Keith Van Gura of Pleasant Hills, who was one of these people waiting in line to get permits. 6,000 permits down in Allegheny County, Pittsburgh. You know, one of those counties that, well, Allegheny County actually went for Hillary Clinton in the last election. Think about that. Now there's not enough gun permits people around to process the gun permits in the county that Hillary Clinton won. That spells trouble for Joe Biden because gun owners tend to vote their guns. Yes. Like most people queuing up in the courtyard, Keith Van Gore of Pleasant Hills cites a new uneasiness in the country for the sudden rise in both permit applications and gun sales in the region, which have also taken off. So you know what Sheriff Mullen's going to do about it? He's holding a drive-through concealed carry event where residents can drop off their apps and get their fingerprints taken without having to leave their automobile. We got to love Sheriff Mullen. So go back around. Let's circle back around. You see how easy it is to do that? You circle back around and you find out, really, in this important battleground state, this is what it's happening statewide. So the next time you see a poll showing Biden way up in PA, laugh it off. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We ran out of time. We'll do it again tomorrow.